There are also some submarine bases of research that harbor spaceships and hundreds of researchers, but that civilization inside the Earth does not exist. The Earth is not hollow. I believe these legends give testimony to the fact that ships are entering and leaving these old bases. Question, Carlos asks, do you use robots to perform any functions? Carlos, we use robots to do heavy work, repetitive or risky. We have solitary exploratory units, which almost think themselves, solving simple situations and survive in harsh environments. When we cannot land on any planet with conditions of extreme temperature or pressure, we send those units that are controlled mentally by their operators as if they themselves were in place. We use a helmet with a holographic 3D display that has the same field of view and, through the sensors of brain waves, we control all the movements in real time, including conversation with natives. It is because of these facilities that we are smaller and weaker than you, many generations without having to do too much force. But in compensation, we are faster because our muscle reactions are 5 times more accelerated than yours. Our brain frequency is also higher than yours and can think faster. But anyway, this is just practice, and you'll get there easily aided by the new frequency of the planet and some special elements that we can provide to aid in brain activation. Question. A probe from Earth sent several pictures of a moon of Saturn, called Laptis. It does not seem normal. You know something of it? I know what moon you're talking about. This moon is not really natural. It is an ancient space station that is still in regular use. It is owned by a breed originally from what you call the constellation Camelopidalis. They use it as a warehouse for mining liquid gases and minerals that are abundant in Saturn. They have also been exploring minerals in your moon for a long time. They have large mining machines there. They export to various planets. They have a portal for transporting materials that you can find at Saturn's space station and in another identical space station on your moon, like a tower lots of miles tall with an elliptical sphere on top. I personally have never been inside there, but they are a good society. Question. I saw news that this month an entire village was taken by a strong light, in China. The news seems very strange. And may have even happened? It's a little anarchy that reigns here nowadays. I did not want to alarm you by this, but things like that may be happening in different parts of the planet without any control. There are many races around, many spaceships, some races may be taking samples of your races to their colonies. They know that when you are recognized as a race, they can no longer do things like that. Some of them have good intentions because races are related in origin, and these Earthlings can be useful for the genetics of their breed. They know that many people will be eliminated in the process and are saving a few people of the existing races here in your settlements. Question, Dave asks, do other aliens visit Earth and hide their identity, and if so, how do they look like normal people? Dave, I think I understand your question. There are many breeds that are similar in appearance to you. They could move perfectly in your cities without being noticed, like some Pleiadians. You cannot transmute the image if this is your doubt. A reptilian always appears the way it is, so it cannot masquerade as a humanoid and pass unnoticed. Question A. Mythi. On rigs you mentioned to regulate the Earth's core, after some research, we discovered yesterday that one of the sites has been known to Earthlings for a long time, in the mountains of Siberia. Do you believe there are no problems for this? No problem. We know that location is already known, but believe me, you will never have access to that rig since if disturbed, it sinks 200 or 300 meters further. They were brought here in the year 1848 because your sun would be going through a great period of dangerous instability until 1860, as you can verify in your old history. And since then, the two rigs are available. Patomsky_177837.jpg Patomsky_crater01.jpg Patomsky_crater02.jpg Video 13, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. Video 13 A October 26, 2010. Question. Mythi, We have news that Nibiru is approaching the South Pole and is being covered up by governments. Could you explain in more detail what the Red Nibiru is and what is it bringing in relation to influences in the solar system? I would like to know as much as possible about it. Some friends think that you'd rather not tell us many details about the actual events. Well, let's be much more specific. I cannot be apocalyptic. I'm not an envoy to tell exactly how everything will happen because we do not know entirely. There are many variables in this equation. What we can do is be prepared for the possibilities. What you are asking about is a little solar system that belongs to your solar system. It had 7 planets but lost one in its last closer passage, approximately 3,600 years ago. It collided with one of the great moons of Jupiter, and the two disintegrated. Today, only the pieces are orbiting the Sun, between Mars and Jupiter. Nibiru will pass through this belt of waste, and as it is a solar system of planets will spread this waste further apart in every direction. It may lose one or two of its smaller planets as a result of these shocks. It is like the Sun once was 5 billion years ago, a little dwarf star in the cooling process. It does not emit the light spectrum needed for photosynthesis in plant life, it only emits heat. One of its planets was used as a colony many thousands of years ago. Today, because of the gradual cooling of this Sun, it no longer maintains any colony on its planets because they have become extremely cold. On the largest planet, there is a base station in the older former colony, which appears to no longer be in use for a long time. To our knowledge, no one connected to the Community Galactica is currently living on those planets. If any community is based there, it does not maintain any contact with us, and we consider it uninhabited. When this Sun comes by, between 2011 and 2013, it will cause many instabilities, as I already said. October of 2011 will be one of these crosspoints. These effects will be added to the instability of the Sun, and the reversal of Earth's magnetic field. These effects, if they come one at a time, could not bring big disaster, but all will be happening simultaneously this time. For this reason, communities are coming here to observe or participate in assistance during these events. Next year, your government can no longer hide the fact, because all of you may see the elusive member of your solar system crossing from southern to northern. See, the Earth will pass very, very close to it 2 times. The tectonic plates will undergo a large movement, causing disasters in a series on all continents. Your moon will suffer a tremendous influence from the gravity of it between 2011-2013, but we are estimating that it will not be enough to unstick your moon from its orbit, with a bit of luck. The Earth needs its big moon to maintain the natural balance. We will do everything to maintain its orbit as stable as possible. A very large ship coming from the Canis Majoris solar system came into your solar system recently and was detected by your infrared telescopes near the Sun. It is approximately 30 times the size of your planet. It will park the same distance from the Sun as the orbit of Jupiter. This huge craft can help offset effects of gravity on the system, depending on its specific location during the passages of Nibiru near the Earth. There is a good stabilization plan in progress. I know you want to ask why this huge ship did not deviate Nibiru from the route so it does not pass through the solar system, but I'll answer that. We cannot influence the balance of the system this way, we can only minimize consequences. If Nibiru is diverted, no one knows the greatest consequences this may cause, possibly future collisions with other systems or other chain reactions in the galaxy. And reiterating, do not forget your governments, which are unknown to us in terms of belligerent intentions. Watch your Middle East events. Question: Mithy, who is actually paying this bill? The large spacecrafts, this whole procedure, your ships and crews, should not be working for free. Anyone and everyone, it is a kind of joint effort. The Community Galactica has unlimited resources to meet expectations for growth of intelligent beings in the region of the universe where it has the capacity to act, as is only in theory should be your United Nations. When resources are needed for infrastructural purposes, governments have the credits in accordance with the participation of their communities in the general context. There are different scales for any measure the weight of the shares. With respect to the population, each individual gets what he needs for his personal and professional fulfillment. This is set by the individual. We do not receive payments as you here on earth because all we need we can get. And we do not want what we do not need to be well. In the aspect of support for new colonies, we all do what we can do, without thought of payment. We take great pride in being able to observe and assist the development of equals. This, to us, is priceless. What would be the reason for development and technology if it were not to help in developing a community as a whole? Every intelligent being must have the opportunity to complete integration in the universal context, within its capacity. Question: Mike asks, for many years there have been numerous stories coming out of Asia about sightings of off-world craft operating out of underground bases in the Himalayan mountains in the region of the Tibetan Plateau. It is said that both the Chinese, who control Tibet, and the Indian authorities are aware of this and collude to keep strangers away from the areas concerned. However, local residents, who are admittedly few and far between, have commented on the activities of mysterious aerial craft. Who are these visitors, if indeed that is what they are, and are they in contact with the Tibetan lamas or Buddhist religious leaders who are supposedly spiritually advanced and possibly, even, descendants of an ancient Earth race? Mike: As I mentioned earlier, there were several underground bases and some on the surface in the valleys between high and inaccessible mountains built in ancient times and are still used today. The Himalayas, being a great chain of mountains, was the perfect place for these operation bases in the east. Some ethnicities like Chinese, Tibetans, and other Asian peoples, have their roots in alien races that are constantly watching these colonies to the present day. That means they are not really descendants, but antecedents. The monasteries and isolated villages are more constant contact sites because, like I'm doing here with you, contact is made without interference from authorities of governments. An existing base in Tibet has been visited by locals, and because these environments have pleasant temperatures controlled artificially, this gave rise to many local legends, and these natives call them Shambhala. Places to have local contacts with philosophers from beyond. The beings of Shambhala assisted in the construction of temples and the monuments. There are monasteries in the mountains that even today with your modern engineering would be virtually impossible to build. These extraterrestrial races which descended Asians, even today, are more mystical than other races in the universe. Tell friend Mike that a big Pleiadian spaceship left yesterday from the Antarctica base and is stationary north of a place called the Isle of Man in the North Atlantic, and its secondary crafts are neutralizing the missiles of all military bases in his region. He may have news about it in the next days by the media. Question: Mithy, I have a curiosity, how long do you live? Our life expectancy is very high. Our biological science is very advanced. This causes us to live as long as we feel useful. In Earth years, I am 120, but I'm young. The expectation is around 350 years by your measure of time. So, our colonies grow very slowly in terms of people, because we live too long. That is why new colonies like yours are seeded, to have a more significant increase of intelligent beings populating the universe, and why you are so important in this context. We're not afraid of physical death because it's just a stage for incarnations in more developed communities. When we feel old in spirit, we place ourselves at the disposal of universal force, and after a period of self-reflection, we leave our bodies and fade from life. This is a mystical stage we go through from the physical form to the spiritual, so natural and happy for the mission accomplished. Unless there is an accident or cataclysm, our death is very peaceful and surrounded by joy of a long and prosperous life. The crews of ships like ours are considered adventurers who have much more chances of dying in accidents by helping other communities, so we are very well regarded in our society. Question: Mike asks, what your planet is like? My main planet is a very comfortable place. We have many villages across the planet, but not very many large cities. There are roads only in areas where industrial automatic equipment circulate. Roads do not exist on the rest of the planet because they are not necessary. Our vehicles are all floating. We have abundant energy and a well-integrated infrastructure. Plants, flowers, and vegetables abound throughout the world, and we have large farms of fruits from various parts of the galaxy. We have plenty of water also in the form of natural and artificial seas that are home to various qualities of fish that are processed in the form of protein with which we supplement our diet, which is basically fruit and vegetables. Question, Mike asks, is there fauna on your planet? You also have pets? Mike, the main planet and in the three colonies, we have many fish, birds, and many different types of small lizards. We have many insects such as butterflies that pollinate flowers. We are trying to acclimate a breed of bee that is in the South American forests, that does not sting. You know it as the indigenous bee. We have similar species of marine mammals like your dolphins, which maintains the biological balance of our oceans. We have various kinds of shellfish, corals, and shells, as well as hundreds of species of tropical fish. About pets, we do not have this custom. The animals living in nature, especially birds, often become accustomed to living among our homes. Marine aquariums are a hobby for some. Video 14, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 14A, October 28, 2010. In this conversation, he made some strange revelations that we decided to include. My friend, I have a strange notice. We've been on Venus and Mars for some research of sun activity and climate change. I personally had never been there for any mission, just flew over a beam. But we had a strange surprise orbiting. We found a settlement of reptilians there on Mars. We consulted the Chithok research base there, of small humanoids, and they said a large reptilian movement has been in the area for nearly 8 years. Because they do not have relationships with the reptilian race, they did not give importance to the subject since the reptilians are a sovereign race and can explore the planet too. We saw some of your compatriots, the two Earthlings, working with them. With the cover-up of the reptilians, a sovereign race, the Terrans were able to set foot on Mars, even if you do not yet have permission to do so. From the size of the facilities, it seems they are intending to develop a great colony there. They are working hard there in the assembly of many installations. The transport spaceships stationed were all reptilians, but we saw lots of heavy trucks and heavy equipment like those used here. We already reported about it to our command, and they replied, telling us that the reptilians had already informed the establishment of a colonial base on Mars to Community Galactica a few years ago. There is practically a big city already assembled, with power units, teletransporters, and facilities of all kinds, water tanks, atmosphere generators, central air conditioners, large warehouses, and a large residential area. We also detected large underground facilities covered by large domes. And they started two more foundations and excavations in other craters nearby which already have all streets and areas demarcated. Your government should have some agreement with them, for sure. The reptilians would have no interest in building a base in that location were it not for an agreement ordering it. It seems that this colonial base will serve very well to host some important Earthlings for a period of bad weather here on your planet. Question, with respect to this colony on Mars that you mentioned, is there an atmosphere there? Do you know the composition? Yes, there is an atmosphere on Mars, and now they are pumping more greenhouse gases to increase the effect of heat, radiation protection, and atmospheric pressure. There are atmosphere generators that are used specifically for that. In the colony observed, there is a fully functioning unit. The main supplier of gas to the reptilians is a depot station on Neoptis. These gases are measured by the generator of atmosphere at the time of teleportation. It is a rapid process of equilibrium for colonization. Mars is small, easily adaptable to current technology. The atmospheric composition is very different to that stated by your scientists. Today it is approximately 45% nitrogen, 37% carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide 0.1%, 16% oxygen, 1.5% argon, 0.5% other noble gases and water vapor. In a few months, it will be comfortable to breathe with the increase of oxygen in the bottom layer because now it still requires the use of gas masks to help breathing, but it's changing very fast. You may notice that Mars is getting brighter in the night sky. This is due to the fact that its atmosphere is increasing the volume of gases. Question. Mithy, in your opinion, what do you think they want to do? Apparently, they intend to separate a select few who, after performing a cleaning up on the planet Earth by the army that remains here in the bunkers, will return to rearrange the possible survivors and install a new government for the entire planet. This is only an opinion. But since all this is being done secretly, so, I think it is the most plausible possibility. Question A: and what do you believe they could do to implement this cleaning up? If you know something, please tell us outright. We know that your governments are deliberately polluting the atmosphere with various artificial infectious agents and other substances. It may cause chain reactions to dramatically reduce the fauna, mammals, birds, fish, and insects of the planet, causing food shortages. Plants of consumption will be affected only by increased solar radiation in the plantations as they already know, so they need not worry to exterminate them artificially. The only viable seeds for planting would be those that are stored in four huge underground inviolable facilities, that are thousands of tons, under their strict control. Do not take any medicine provided by your government like vaccines or related. Do not accept to be taken to any location tied to your particular governments. Avoid eating foods that have appeared tampered with in any way.